WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Fortitude First. I know what you're thinking. Another day, another dose of Stoic wisdom, right? But trust me on this one, today's topic hits different. We're diving deep into something that affects all of us, whether we like it or not. Money. Now, I get it, the word, money, can sometimes feel like a loaded grenade. It triggers anxiety, envy, even shame for some people. But hear me out. I'm not here to preach about minimalism or guilt you into saving every penny. We're talking about transforming your relationship with money, creating a healthy and empowering dynamic that actually works for you. So, buckle up because today we're going to uncover 5 key takeaways that can completely shift your perspective on finances, starting right now. First up, money isn't the ultimate goal. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing that next paycheck, desperately trying to reach some mythical financial freedom? Let me tell you, focusing solely on accumulating wealth can lead to a treadmill of dissatisfaction. It's like always wanting the next level in a video game. You achieve it, but then there's another one, and another. Instead, think about money as a tool to help you pursue your passions, create experiences, support your loved ones, and live a life aligned with your values. Remember that time you splurged on a concert ticket because your favorite band was in town? Or that awesome trip you took with your best friend? Money can fuel those moments of joy and connection. It's about using it to enhance your life, not just amass more of it. Second, spend intentionally. This is where the rubber meets the road, people. Think about every dollar you spend. Is it truly aligned with your values? Are you making purchases out of genuine need or fleeting desire? I know, easier said than done, right? But even small changes can make a huge difference. Try tracking your expenses for a week and notice where your money actually goes. You might be surprised. Third, practice gratitude. This sounds a little cliche, but hear me out. When we cultivate a sense of gratitude for what we have, our health, our relationships, even our basic needs, it shifts our perspective on money. We start to appreciate the abundance in our lives, rather than constantly focusing on what we lack. Fourth, embrace delayed gratification. This Stoic principle is all about resisting impulsive spending and focusing on long-term goals. Think of it like compound interest. Investing in your future self brings greater rewards over time. So next time you're tempted by a shiny new gadget, ask yourself, will this add real value to my life, or am I just chasing a fleeting feeling? Finally, remember, financial security is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, unexpected expenses, and moments of doubt. But with resilience and a clear vision for your future, you can navigate these challenges and build a healthy relationship with money. Think about a time you splurged on something big, maybe a new car, a vacation, or that designer item you've always wanted. How did it make you feel in the long run? Was the initial excitement worth the potential financial strain afterwards? This is where intentional spending comes into play. It's not about depriving yourself, it's about making conscious choices that align with your values and goals. Maybe that means saving up for a meaningful experience instead of impulsively buying a gadget you won't use long term. Or perhaps it means investing in quality over quantity, choosing durable items that will last longer and reduce waste in the process. Remember, folks, transforming your relationship with money is a continuous process. It's about aligning your spending habits with your values, embracing gratitude for what you have, practicing delayed gratification, and remembering that financial security is a journey, not a destination. By implementing these key takeaways, focusing on experiences over possessions, spending intentionally, cultivating gratitude, delaying gratification, and embracing the long game, you can create a healthier and more empowering dynamic with money. Now go out there and make some wise choices. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights. Until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and keep on building that fortitude first.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.